This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. This year's John Moyle weekend is going to be held over the weekend of the 20th and 21st of March. AHARS was planning on doing the event, and we were looking for members who wished to take part. So far, I've had only one response to this call, and looking at the regulations, we cannot use the AHARS shack as I intended. This means unless we have volunteers to run the event at some suitable location, this will not go ahead. May I suggest members run home stations for this year? Here is the format information for the event. More information is available on the WIA website. You can take part in only a few hours of a 24-hour event, or you can take part from your QTH instead of an AHARS contest location. For more details, go to the WIA website and look up John Moyle 2021, and you'll find there are a number of categories to choose from. 24-hour portable operation, multiple operator. 24-hour portable operation, single operator. 6-hour portable operation, multiple operator. And 6-hour portable operation, single operator. Home station, 24-hour, and home station, 6-hour. The John Moyle is not a typical contest where many participants are hell-bent on getting the highest score and can be quite rude to folks who are not used to the cut and thrust of other contests. It's meant to be a fun event. More information on the WIA website at https://www.wia.org.au/newsevents/events. I'll repeat that, https://www.wia.org.au/newsevents/events. Read about the special call signs and give them a call during the time that they will be on air. AHARS is planning to have a Back to the Shack breakfast on March the 27th, but we do not yet have final approval from our hosts. I will send out more details in my weekly emails. You may remember we had a breakfast at the Shack regularly before the pandemic hit us. Pat the Treasurer tells me the subs are rolling in quite fast this year, mostly by direct deposit. If you do not have this facility, you can pay in person at the next general meeting on Thursday the 18th of March at the club. So far, we've had more than 70% of the members pay their subs already. Well done, folks. The guest speaker for the March meeting will be Brian, VK5VI, and he will let you into the secret of how the Sunday broadcast goes to air each week. The subs are still $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members, if paid before the end of the March. After that date, there will be a $5 late fee. You can pay by direct deposit, and the name is AHARS, A-H-A-R-S. The BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. I will repeat that. The name is AHARS, the BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. Please do not forget to include your name and call sign in the details. Pat is sending emails to those who have paid to make sure the AHARS has their correct email address. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHARS is planning for 2021. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's news from the South East Radio Group. Last Monday, John, VK5DJ, and Colin, VK5DK, installed a filter on the Bluff VK5RMG repeater antenna, resulting in an improvement in its receiver performance. This filter reduced the amount of desensing of our repeater from adjacent broadcast services located on the same site. Work is continuing on addressing the ongoing issues with the coverage area, particularly in Mount Gambier. Our 70cm VK5ROH repeater, together with the Echolink and IRLP gateway, will be unavailable for use for about a week while ongoing antenna activities continue at the Bluff. Planning for our convention and the 2021 Australian Fox Hunting Championships continues, and at this stage it is looking good for the usual full cook catering during the day, as well as the Sunday night sit-down dinner. The usual trader tables will be present, including Strictly Ham, along with the home brew competition, club table, and, of course, the usual social interaction, with social distancing applying, of course. Planning is well advanced for the fox hunts, and this year we will have our new and very sophisticated electronic scoring system in use for the first time. All of this is, of course, dependent on the COVID-19 situation as it applies at the time. The event is scheduled for the Queen's Birthday long weekend on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of June 2021. We suggest that you book your accommodation now, as Mount Gambier is always busy on this weekend. By all accounts, the Werribean District Hamfest held on the 21st of February went well, although numbers were a little down on previous years. We hope that it was profitable for the Werribee Club. Ian, VK through Quebec Lima, has a video of the event on his YouTube channel if anyone is interested. Let's hope that all planned events such as this can proceed without interference from Mr. COVID. Fingers crossed. That's pretty much your lot for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with more news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night, we had a very good demonstration and lecture all about microwaves. Yes, it was David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD, who had a whole selection of their equipment there. Lots of big dishes that looked like they were woks that had been stolen from a Chinese restaurant, and all set up with all sorts of solid-state microwave chips and equipment. And they gave a good demonstration of them working, and also there were lots of slides showing them getting around the world, trying them out on mountaintops and breaking records for distance on all sorts of microwave frequencies. So it was very, very good, and lots of questions later on. So thanks, David, and thanks, Ian, for a very, very good night all about microwaves. And the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be a show and tell on Friday the 26th of March. Now it's going to be very hard to beat David and Ian's show and tell, but bring along all your favourite equipment and show it off and brag about it. So that will be on Friday the 26th of March for the show and tell meeting. And we're going to have a buy and sell this year with a bit of luck. It'll be on Saturday the 17th of April at the club rooms. So that should be good. Go through all your pre-loved gear and see if you want to pass it on to somebody else, or come along and have a water dough and see if you can buy some pre-loved gear. So that's the North East Radio Club buy and sell on Saturday the 17th of April. And yeah, we're still running the Coffee Corona Club net, and it's on the Houghton repeater at 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. And then you can, after you've signed off from the Coffee Corona Club net, you can run over to the Coffee Club and have a real coffee on the Real Coffee Club. And that's at the Tea Tree Gully Library at 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. And the F Troop NEP's still going on the Link repeaters, 5 p.m. every Friday. So come along and have a bit of a chat on the F Troop NEP. Well, that's your lot for this week. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5, KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.